Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 17, Description of the Varnashram System. What is the verse number there?
47.
47, okay. Good, right. So let's read 45 and 46 first, quickly. Sarva samudhared raja piteva vyasanat praja atmanam atmana diro yata gaja patir gajan. Just as the chief bull elephant protects all other elephants in his herd and defends himself as well, similarly, a fearless king, just like a father, must save all of the citizens from difficulty and also protect himself. Purport. Lord Krishna, having concluded his discussion of brahminical duties, now describes the character and activities of a king. Protecting all of the citizens from difficulty is an essential duty for the king. Evam vido narapatir vimane narika varchasa viduye ha shubham kritsnam indrena saha modate. An earthly king who protects himself and all citizens by removing all sins from his kingdom will certainly enjoy with Lord Indra in airplanes as brilliant as the sun. And text 47. Sidan vipra vanik vritya panya evapadam tare kadgena vapadakranto na shwa vritya katanchan. Siddhan vipravanik vritya panyareva padam tare kadgena vapadakranto nashva vritya katanchana Sidan vipro vanik vritya panyareva padam tare kadgena vapadakranto nashva vritya katanchana Sidan vipro vanik vritya panyareva padam tare kadgena vapadakranto nashva vritya katanchana siddhan
suffering.
Vipra, a Brahman. Vanik,
of a merchant.
Vritya,
by the occupation.
Panyai,
by doing business.
Eva, indeed. Apadam, suffering. Taret, should overcome. Kadgena, with sword. va
or
apada
by suffering
akranta
afflicted
na
not
shwa
of the dog
vritya
by the occupation
katanchana
by any means.
Translation.
If a Brahmin cannot support himself through his regular duties and is thus suffering, he may adopt the occupation of a merchant and overcome his destitute condition by buying and selling material things. If he continues to suffer extreme poverty, even as a merchant, then he may adopt the occupation of a kshatriya, taking sword in hand. But he cannot, in any circumstances, become like a dog, excepting an ordinary master. Purport. Shwa vritya, or a dog's profession, refers to the sudras who cannot live without accepting a master. A destitute Brahmin who is suffering intolerably may become a merchant and then a kshatriya, but may never take the position of a shudra by working in a company or accepting a master. Although a kshatriya is ordinarily considered more elevated than a vaishya, the Lord here recommends that distressed Brahmins first accept the vaishya occupation, since it is not violent. Siddhan vipro vinigvritya panyareva padam taret kadgena va padakranto nashva vritya katanchana. If a Brahmin cannot support himself through his regular duties and is thus suffering, he may adopt the occupation of a merchant and overcome his destitute condition by buying and selling material things. If he continues to suffer extreme poverty, even as a merchant, then he may adopt the occupation of a kshatriya, taking sword in hand. But he cannot, in any circumstances, become like a dog, excepting an ordinary master. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskrityade Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasanova Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Anshkap Churubhyas Jagripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. So some mention about the duties of kshatriyas. And then introducing the subject, which is going to be discussed also in the next couple of verses, although they don't have purports, about what should the members of the three higher classes, higher varanas of society do if somehow or other they are not able to maintain themselves through the particular duties which are natural to their particular varanas. So here, what is particularly mentioned is that the Brahmin, and actually it's the case also with the Kshatriya,
but not the Vaishya. It is the case with the Kshatriya that cannot adopt the occupation of a sudra. Actually, if you don't mind, seeing the next two verses have no purports and are connected with this and not with the following verse which has a purport, let me just read these verses. This is 48-49. Vaishavritya tu rajanyo jiven mrigaya yapadi charedva vipra rupena nashvavritya katanchana. A king or other member of the royal order who cannot maintain himself by his normal occupation may act as a Vaishya, may live by hunting, or may act as a Brahmin by teaching others Vedic knowledge. But he may not under any circumstances adopt the profession of a Sudra. Shudra vritim bhajed Vaishya, Shudra karu kata kriyam, Krichran mukto nagaryena, Vritim lipseta karamana. A Vaishya or mercantile man who cannot maintain himself may adopt the occupation of a Shudra, and a Shudra who cannot find a master may engage in simple activities like making baskets and mats of straw. However, all members of society who have adopted inferior occupations in emergency situations must give up those substitute occupations when the difficulties have passed. Very interesting. Yes, so applicable perhaps to some degree under today's circumstances also. But first of all, the Brahmins, it may be that for whatever reason, as we were discussing last week, was it? Some days ago at least, we were discussing about how nowadays that some people, at least from Brahmin families with Brahminical heritages, and they may be engaged in Brahminical activity themselves and have some aptitude and some inclination and desire to do such things, but they may find then their services are not in demand very much, because after all it is Kali Yuga and religious activities are generally not very high on people's agendas or programs of what they want to do in life. So therefore we find that Brahmins here, at least, or say Brahmins, people from Brahminical backgrounds in South African Hindu society, in so many cases, at least in many cases, and it may be, I don't really know the statistics, but so many cases, they're forced to also get a job and do something, maybe have a business. So, of course, some of them may just get a very ordinary job, and in other words function as sutra. So according to the Vedic standards as described here, Brahmins, if for whatever reason, somehow or other, despite their Brahminical qualifications and tendencies, and they may be quite expert in Brahminical duties, but if somehow or other they cannot maintain themselves through that, then they have an alternative. Well, they have two alternatives, really. First alternative, try acting as a Vaishya. Or, in particularly in the sense that try to start a small business. In order for a person to actually be a Vaishya, they have to have an independent means of income. In other words, a salesman who's selling different products for the boss and is just getting a wage, some people may think he's a Vaishya. He's doing business. He's buying, selling, wheeling, dealing, negotiating, and so on like that. But if a person is not maintaining themselves independently, even someone like that, then they're not Vaishya. They're Sudra. Yeah. Salesman is Sudra. For all the computer experts who, you know, technocrats who may feel that they're doing something that takes a lot of intelligence and whatnot. Sorry, they're Sudras. They're Sudras. Even it's described about Murari Gupta, the great doctor associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he was a Brahmin. He was a Brahmin. And he was doing, at least historically, his family had been active and like regular Brahmins. But he became more a doctor. And so it's described there that as such, he was regarded as Sudra. So even for all the big doctors, specialists, super specialists, double specialists, and all these people who, of course, they get paid so much money, perhaps, anyway, they get paid lots of money. But sorry, Mr. Doctor, you're a Sudra. Yeah. You know, there may be some sort of argument if they have their own medical, like real medical business, like their own clinic employing other doctors and some sort of thing like that. Then, if it's an independent business, they own it and they are running it effectively as a business, that's Vaishya. That's Vaishya. But otherwise, like Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, Lord Krishna's father, he's Vaishya, actually, he's mixed Vaishya Kshatriya, but he's certainly engaged in Vaishya activity. and herding the cows and different activities like then taking the milk products and processing them in different ways and then trading. So this is Vaishya way of life. Of course, he's also head of the community and there's a Kshatriya element there. But he, Nanda Maharaj, and the other families in that Vaishya community of Lord Krishna, they had sutras. The famous sutras, the servants in Krishna's house, Patrak and Raktak. They're famous devotees. And they're known when the names of the inhabitants of Krishna's community in Vrindavan are mentioned, then sometimes they're also mentioned. But they're sutras. And certainly they would sometimes take out the cows and look after the cows and so on like that. But they were sutras. They're great devotees. and Murari Gupta's great devotee. But still, in terms of Varna, this is actually their position. So it's an interesting point. In regard to these three higher classes, of course we did read the Vaishyas, they could adopt the occupation of a sutra. But this is only in emergency circumstances, and as we read, when the emergency passes after some time, then they're meant to go back to their normal occupational duty. So Brahmin and Kshatriya may not just they should not, but they may not, they cannot accept the occupation's means, which includes the way of life, of a sutra. But a Vaishya could possibly, you know, to a limited degree in an emergency. So it's an interesting point that this maintaining of independence and that sort of capacity to be independently creative in terms of one's maintenance and one's family's maintenance, one's dependence maintenance, is a very important part of Varnashram, traditional Varnashram. And if a person, even if they had some Brahminical tendencies or some Kshatriya tendencies or Vaishya, at least Brahmin Kshatriya, Vaishyas, to lose the independence, if they are not able, even if they knew how to do the duties, but they were not able to do them, I mean, in terms of not able to maintain themselves through doing them, and in that way lost their independence, then that was really frowned upon. That capacity to maintain one's independence. Are they Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas? Or we'll not take it further. Is that ability to not just chant some mantras, and not just perform some sacrifice, and not just to sort of manage things, and not just to buy, sell, and in this way engage in business activity, but that capacity to maintain oneself, organize oneself and one's life to such a point that one could maintain one's independence, this is a very important part, essential part, particularly for the Brahmins and Kshatriyas, and is also a very important thing for the Vaishyas. So anyway, well, yes, we can note how in each of these verses, well, at least the verses to do with the Brahmins and Kshatriyas, the last line is Na Shwavritya Katanchana. Shwa is dog. Sudra. Sudra occupation is the occupation of a dog in the sense that dogs are dependent. Dogs are prone to become dependent. And when they are dependent on good masters, they are happy dogs. And if they don't have a master, and they're just, you know, like, well, particularly in India we see, they're supposedly independent, but as they say, you know, if they have no master, they're just living in the streets. As they say, it's a dog's life. Well, it's dog eat dog. Yeah, it really is. We were in Jagannath Puri quite some years ago, and there were some dogs running around just by where we were staying. And there was one little dog, and the others were sort of medium and one or two bigger dogs. And this little dog, the big dogs didn't really appreciate him so much. Before the end of the day, I'm sorry to say, that little dog was in at least two pieces, literally, or more, because it's a dog, because dogs are dogs. And sure, they're severely lacking in, you know, the qualities like mercy and, or any qualities really. Yes, so shwa vritya. Dogs, at least when dogs are doing well, is when they have masters. That's when they're doing well. Dogs don't have masters. Gosh, it's a terrible existence. Srila Prabhupada talks about, what is it? Sana Anna. What's the verse?
Bhavantam eva nochana nirantara. First line.
And what's the part about the sanatha? Sanatha jivaita. Sanatha jivaita, anyway. Sanath means with a master. And anath means without a master. Jivaita, they're living like that. So Srila Prabhupada discusses this point in the same terms. The dog who has no master, living in the street, and being abused by the other dogs, by the humans, and by just whoever he gets in the way of, really. So it's a miserable life. It's such a miserable life. You just have to go to India and just move around in some places, like even Vrindavan, and you see what a miserable life it is. Anna, no master. But then Prabhupada talks about the dog who is Sanath. He has a master, a good master. He's nice and plump and well groomed, and you know, and so yeah, sort of cleaner relatively and confident. Yeah, the other dogs, you see them in the street, boy, they're not confident. Gosh, you just walk in their direction, they cringe and run away. It's just shock. What a way to live. But the sanath dog, oh, then he sees anybody and just goes and barks at them. And if someone, you know, looks like they're going to take some action, he comes and runs behind the master and looks out. Take that, you rascal. That's sanath. So sutra. So, but the thing is, the Brahmin, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are meant to be able to maintain themselves nicely, independently, under the lotus feet of Krishna, of course, but just in terms of their actual practical occupational duties, they are meant to be able to organize themselves and their lives and their whatever functions they're performing in such ways that they don't have to go, they don't have to be really dependent on anyone. Even we see, it was mentioned some verses before, I think, that in Kali Yuga, or some Brahmins who are kind of marginal, they can manage to some degree, but it's difficult for them. So they're kind of looking for business, looking for who needs a sacrifice done, or even encouraging people, you need a sacrifice done, or something like that. So, but they may end up in compromised positions. Like we can certainly imagine a Vaishnav Brahmin, and now he has to, in order just to exist, he has to do some Durga sacrifice or some Kali Ma animal sacrifice or something gross like that. And in this way, he ends up basically, it's heading in the direction, or it even it's technically could be considered swavritya. Yeah, it's not good. Or sort of like prostituting oneself. It's not good. So, Brahman, first of all, he could become a Vaishya, could take up the duties of a Vaishya and do some business and maintain himself independently. If he was not able to do that for whatever reason, maybe, you know, because the Vaishyas, that we're talking about families who have been doing this for generations and generations in the Vedic times. So you, as a Brahmin, unemployed Brahmin, might try to do some business, but you find a certain family or certain families, they have got the market cornered completely in all the different things that people want. And how on earth are you going to sell your things when they are selling them for much less, because maybe they're producing them themselves? That's also Vaishya activity, industry, to produce things and even like grow things and then market them and so on like that. So it's possible that a Vaishya in a certain type of situation, or that a Brahmin who's acting as a Vaishya, or even for that matter a Vaishya who's trying to act as a Vaishya, they might end up not being able to make livings in Vaishya roles. So where to from there? For the Brahmin, at least, for the Brahmin can't make it as a Vaishya, then alright, try to be a Kshatriya. Take up the sword. Of course, Brahmins, and I was reading just, was it yesterday or the day before, that Brahmins, Srila Prabhupada made the comment, Brahmins are usually not very good with weapons. They don't have the physique, usually. They don't have the training. Because the Kshatriyas, you know, they're trained. And they're big, powerful men. Really big, powerful men. So now a Brahmin who couldn't make it as a Vaishya, he's meant to, according to this, take up a sword. Of course, there are other options when it comes to functioning as a Kshatriya. Like Vasudeva, Krishna's father from Mathura. Vasudeva was a Kshatriya, but Vasudeva was a minister. This is why he was so, we find in the beginning of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he was so astute when it came to negotiating with Kamsa, who's also a Kshatriya, but not that sort of Kshatriya. He's more just the big, tough, warrior type Kshatriya. But Vasudeva, he's a minister, he's a thinker, also. So he was able to negotiate with even someone like Kamsa, who was his passionate nature, Kshatriya nature, killer nature, was strongly invoked. Vasudeva was still able to negotiate with him and work something out. So, yeah, not all Kshatriya, just like, well, not all Kshatriyas are equal. There are Kshatriyas on different levels, there are Kshatriyas of different types, there are Brahmins on different levels, there are Brahmins of different types. The Rupa and Sanatan, they were Saraswat Brahmins. It's a particular type of Brahmin, one of the highest, if not the highest, type of Brahmin. So for them to become sort of effectively, or at least externally in certain respects, Muslims, was like, you know, in a Varnashram or in a caste environment where Varna, you know, the actual understanding of Varna has been replaced by the idea of caste by birth, is everything. For a Saraswat Brahmin to become a Muslim was actually the worst. It was actually the worst. Because they were amongst the highest, if not actually the highest Brahmins. And then you get other levels of Brahmins. You know, you get like the Brahmins who are in charge of the sacrifice. Then you get the Brahmins who perform certain sort of, not subsidiary, but just activities of the sacrifice, but just certain of them. The Hota, Udgata priests, and there are others also. And it was their way of life. And occupationally, it was their way. They would take part in sacrifices, but they would do certain things. And they were not as high as the Brahmins who were in charge of the whole sacrifice. So like this. So it might be possible for a Brahmin then take up a sword, become a Kshatriya, but not really use it so much. But be more like an advisor. And at the same time, of course, we know Brahmins would become advisors to the Kshatriyas. So anyway, it's a very intricate situation if one goes into the detail. But at least in principle, these things could happen. But never accept the occupation of a dog. Of accepting means accepting a master. Can't do that. Brahmin or Kshatriya can't do that. If you do that, then you can't say, well, actually I'm a Brahmin, but it's, you know, I'm just doing this for the time being because of circumstances. It would be considered you'd really fallen down. Really fallen down extremely badly. Yes. So, Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Madhavanka.
So those people that are producing alcohol and cigarettes and all those things, they're not vices, they should do it.
What do you mean producing?
Big alcohol companies that make alcohol.
The people who own
them, and those people that work in them. And
well, they're Kali Yuga Vaishyas.
So they're talking to
them. Why? It's a Vaishya occupational duty, and they are independent. Although it's, you know, it's less than Sudra in quality, but it's a Vaishya type of activity.
Someone once said to me that just reading books is a Vaishya activity. Is that correct? Could be selling books?
Yet. No.
I know.
Yeah. It's a very high brahminical activity. Yeah. Because, you know, it's brahminical in that obviously you're preaching and presenting knowledge.
Yeah.
And it's brahminical also in the sense that you have to motivate the people and counter their materialistic ideas in so many cases. In other words, you have to preach to them why they should take the book and arouse the intelligence of someone who's really, you know, in a terrible condition, whose real spiritual intelligence is lost. Somehow or other you have to inspire them. So that's very brahminical. And the fact that it's you're dealing with money, well, it's not that the Brahmins wouldn't deal with money. They would accept charity. And we also generally, at least traditionally, I don't know about today so much, but we would always present that give a donation and try and motivate them nicely to give a reasonable donation, but generally we wouldn't set prices on the street. I mean, we definitely didn't set prices in my day as I get them to give a donation. And we would not hoard, take those donations for ourselves. We would just hand them in, effectively, to Srila Prabhupada via his movement. So that's very brahminical.
Maharaj, I was so attached to my dog that I had to give it away due to some circumstance. And I remember after I gave my dog away, I was like in depression. I was crying every night, and I was thinking to myself, oh, what would I say if the dog was still here, and I shouldn't have said that to the dog and this to the dog. So it's like really an amazing thing how people get attached to their animals.
Yes, well, look in Srimad Bhagavatam, the example of Maharaj Bharat is there. So, yeah, it's... Anyway, yeah. Bharat Maharaj.
Maharaj, that description of a Brahman and not accepting laborer class or being employed by somebody else, in today's context, is that, you know, you could look at it from a perspective, well, he's a Brahmin, he has no other means to survive, but he will not accept employment from somebody. It can be viewed as being prideful, being stubborn in a certain context. And in our society, we may have many Brahmanas who really, due to whatever circumstances there are, have to work.
Right.
Can you give understanding on that?
Well, it would be nice if we could help them, encourage them, and sort of maybe help create an environment, perhaps, in which they could maintain themselves through brahminical activities. I know there's a few who do that, or try to do that, that I'm aware of. But like a few days ago, it was Sunday. Was it Sunday? It was Sunday, yeah. Well, on Saturday, one devotee passed away in Pietermaritzburg. And one other devotee went and spoke to the family of that devotee, who are not devotees, they're Hindus. And said that, they asked them what sort of funeral they wanted. And, you know, would you like a Krishna conscious funeral? And it sounded like he didn't really sort of, you know, say like, we can do as she would have liked, and, you know, kind of present it more enthusiastically. but they just said, oh, Hindu funeral. And, well, I wasn't actually there for the actual funeral, but, you know, for a devotee, the deceased person was very much a devotee. And for people, for devotees, then it's, you know, it's really best that devotees, when there's a need or a situation where some Brahminical activity should be there, it's really nice if it can be done by devotees rather than, you know, Hindu priests. And then there are various other sorts of functions also. So as it happened, I was speaking with Vaishnav Pran, actually, who's, you know, on the Brahminical side, although he's also an employed person. And, you know, we were just discussing this point, how it would be nice, and I encouraged him, you know, why don't you try and get into these things. It's something we've thought about and talked about for years, actually, from time to time. You know, of course, there are pitfalls, there are dangers with everything. And we could create some Brahmins and encourage our community, or even, you know, the Hindu community could be encouraged. Engage these people. And our Brahmins might become very independent Brahmins, you know, and end up getting sort of sidetracked into Brahminical activities they shouldn't really do. So that's also a point to consider. But, you know, it's Kali Yuga, and what can one do? This whole presentation is in the context of Treta Yuga. It's a Vedic society. And I would imagine that, you know, any of these Brahmin Kshatriyas, Vaishyas who couldn't maintain themselves, I would say it would be extremely rare. Yeah, it'd be extremely rare. Because there was the particular Varna communities were very, you know, they were really together, and they would help each other. But here now it's Kali Yuga. So, you know, on one hand, it would probably be impractical to tell those who are second initiated and who have Brahminical tendencies, but who due to circumstances are employed in what is a, you know, it's basically a sudra type of occupation. If we told them, you cannot do any Brahminical activities in ISKCON, well, our temple resident devotees would be very busy. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, I agree. Sometimes we can get a, like I've experienced this with some devotees some years ago, that they purely, I mean, they seem purely Brahminical, and you could see clearly that they just didn't have the nature to have to work for somebody.
Right.
But they were being like challenged or accused of being proud that they didn't want to work. But it was an instinct within them that they just couldn't do that. They had to do something, but there wasn't scope for them.
Right, sure.
So that I feel, you know, devotees sometimes need to appreciate somebody who's truly Brahmanical.
Right.
And not call them proud and not wanting to
that's
work
true.
With somebody.
That's very true. In genuine cases, that's very true. That's extremely true. Devotees have to be and cultivate understanding of other devotees. And, you know, like the tendency to just become opinionated like that, spontaneous opinionation, it's a very dangerous tendency. and not really think things out or discuss things in a thought out way in regard to other devotees or just situations actually. Yeah.
In our day and age, it's like a tragedy to see a Brahmin having to work for somebody.
It's a tragedy, yeah. It really is. But you know, if we preach more and more, then at least our community will increase more and more, and Brahminical opportunities will increase more and more. And we also have to think, what sort of Brahminical opportunities, activities would we want to encourage so as to avoid, you know, just becoming ritualistic, you know, and particularly materialistic. But still, it's a point. If we preach more and more, which is Brahminical, and is what Prabhupada wanted this movement to do particularly, then more opportunities will arise for Brahmins. And for, you know, also, for example, as is there in Muslim communities and Jewish communities, they have their own networks in business. And if someone needs a job or needs to purchase a product, then they can, it can be arranged within the community. Yeah, nicely. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.